Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man.
How did those cops put the guns back there, like in the back of their belt, the gun going down their ass crack? Like, the worst thing is if the criminal said, man, your gun stinks.
Paige. I just love driving around with my top down.
And Fat Boy.
I don't kill mosquitoes. I let them bite me. Go ahead, take a chunk out. Fly around with high cholesterol. See how you feel.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
3.3. Before you talk to everybody else talking about what you were talking about, you got to take this guy on line three. Because I don't know if you're gonna believe it. I kind of don't, but
anonymous, you won't believe it.
He's definitely worth talking to.
Oh, is this the pimp that I just saw at the gas station? Yeah. Good morning, anonymous.
Hey guys.
What's going on? Wow, you sound downtrodden.
I got to talk to you guys about this thing. It's kind of embarrassing. Can I spill it? Can I tell you guys?
Yeah.
So I've been with my girlfriend now for like 5, almost 6 months, and she finally broke down to me the other day and said that she has to be honest with me, that the fact that, okay, I'm uncircumcised. I'm just going to get that out there.
Why are we laughing?
An issue.
Thank you.
But
I'm going to go ahead and ask this. Get the elephant out of the room. Is it because of religion, faith, or
no? Okay. It's not. I've been asked that before. It's really when I was born. I had like this weird blood disorder, and the doctors recommended like it not be done because of that. And my mom also had like this blood disorder thing, so it was really just for that. It wasn't like for religion or anything, but okay. So it's been like that my whole life, and you know,
you just had that like Forrest Gump. Been like that my whole life.
I couldn't imagine being that way. I'm not.
You are not un.
I am cut. That's
me
what
too.
They call it. Yeah,
me too.
So yeah. I don't know what this guy's life is like. What that would feel like.
I know.
Well, how
the
would you
norm.
Know?
I don't.
Oh.
I've always kind of thought it was cool. I'm like the outlier, you know. But
what?
Like of all your buddies, you're probably the only one that's uncut.
Yeah, it's like kind of a badge.
Especially water. In the South. If you're up north, you might run into it a little more at the troughs. But you're down here, I don't think you're going to very often. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is very interesting. How old a boy are you? Or a man? Or whatever?
I'm 30.
Okay. Welcome.
Ooh. Well, hang on a second.
Why did she... Yeah, go ahead.
If you had the blood disorder before, like when you were born and they couldn't do it, I imagine it wouldn't be any different now, right?
Unless there's of a thing when you're younger.
Yeah, I think it had to do like more the risk as a newborn, something like that. Like,
God, I've never heard that option. I don't even know that they...
Well, I have a... Well, gosh. Wait a minute. I don't know the answer to that. Like, I don't know if they... If you have a baby boy, did they ask you? Or did... I guess they have to.
I think they just go ahead and do it unless you tell them not to.
You tell them preemptively not to do it. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So, you said she finally broke down. Were y'all having, like... I mean, obviously, I would ask this. Were y'all having problems intimately where...
Well... Define problems. I mean, I'll tell you this. She told me that it scares her and that it's not appealing to her. And, I'll be honest, like, I really love her and I'll do anything for her. I mean, she wants me to get circumcised.
God bless. That's a nasty.
And, I want you guys' thoughts. If there's any medical people listening as well that can help me out, I'd appreciate
all the nurses
it.
Listen to us. Like, I can tell right. you, like, anytime yeah. I take my mom to a doctor's appointment or I go for anything, all the nurses listen. So
they're going to find a doctor with the sharpest teeth, first of all.
That's what they do now.
Second, you got to do this for you, I'm thinking, man. Like, you got to have some guarantees she's going to hang around. What if she decides she don't like it? She's like, put yeah. it back. Put Plus, it back on.
That would not be fun. Can't put the turtle back in its shell.
Now, let me ask you this. Have in the past, as this, with other females, have they ever said anything similar? Like,
oh, that's a good
question. Not really. I mean, I'm not much of a womanizer. I mean, I haven't had like a ton of partners, but I've never had a girl complain. I mean, I've had a girl say something about it, but never like a complain or weirded out by it.
Huh.
Is that something you age out of, the surgery itself? I don't know if they'll do it now.
I don't even want to Google it because I'm afraid of all the ads that I'll get popping up on Instagram later.
Plus, with like,
I've looked it up. You can get it done later in life. It's painful.
But insurance won't cover it. I bet that's just cosmetic. If your doctor doesn't say, "Hey, man, your ding-a-ling's infected. You need to get this extra skin cut off."
That's a good point.
It'll be cosmetic, and then that'll cost out the.
Would you want to stay awake for it?
I don't think you can.
Like, they'll just numb them, like, from the waist down.
No right? way.
From the waist to the knee.
I bet you. That's a song. I think they put you in local anesthesia, probably. I mean, I would hope to God so. I hope they just don't give you the circle of shots that they do sometimes where it just numbs the area.
Oh.
God. Dude, that's a...
You're hurting us, man. You're making us hurt.
You're making me like... I'm Chris Angel levitating right now somehow. I'm not
pants.
Fully sitting in the seat. It's so weird. Do you... I tend to think, obviously, if you listen to the show, like, a little differently here sometimes. I'm getting the feeling she wants to break up with you. And this is what she's figured up. I mean...
Oh, this is cruel.
Well...
Like, she might be weirded out if you do it. Like, she might be grossed out. Like, I can't believe you just did that.
Or she's, like, saying, like, hey, man, I want to see how much I can break you down. I don't know. That's a 5 or 6 months or 6 months. That's a big, big ass.
But if he does it, it would be less maintenance than what he's used to.
I bet that is a lot of maintenance.
It's got to be.
Summertime especially.
You probably got to have a special shower head for it.
Let me ask you this without being graphic, seriously. Like, do you, in the past, have you told girls, women ahead of time, like, hey, before we get going, I just need to let you know. It's not going to look the same as other ones.
I think I've mentioned it a time or two, like, kind of as a joke or just, just kind of got brought up, but... I just never thought it was a big deal. I mean, it's a little extra turtleneck down there. I mean, I don't...
It's probably not a big deal the way he puts it. Like, maybe there's just actually just a little extra. We're not talking about, like, a half a foot extra.
Yeah, but, like, and again, not being graphic, but, like, when you're not fully at attention, it's got to look odd. That sounded weird to say, but, like,
well,
no comment really needed.
Well, the fun fact... maybe you don't know this, the most guys in the world are like that. It's only really here in America and kind of in some more religious countries that it's like that. It's like you go to Europe, you go to Britain, they're all like that. Yeah. It's the norm over there. So it's kind of like I always thought it was natural and, you know, it's kind of what you're born with.
This falls off.
Oh, this makes me think of a dumb question to ask, but I never thought of it until now.
Fifth one today. Go ahead.
Well, you know, say you're a female and you're born. Do you have that issue?
What?
Like a little extra, maybe? Like, I don't know. I really don't know. I never thought about it before. I guess
not that I know of. There is kind of another something that they do in some countries that is like that, but it's supposed to be kind of like cruel and not necessary. I don't know. They say that they do it here because it's like it can help stop disease spread and for like cleanliness and stuff. But like I said, most of the world lives with it and it's fine. And it's kind of like how it naturally is in the first place, you know?
I never thought about that. Like, where did it, I thought it was always based in religion. I assumed.
Yeah, I did too.
I'd never really Googled it, but like.
But then why would the religion care if you did it or not? Is what
and
I can't
how would they
out.
Know? Like, do you have to go show the priest? That's where it all started. Go show the priest that you've been circumcised.
Oh, that's not a good start.
I know. It's not a good start.
I would not recommend that.
All right. Hold on for us, okay, sir?
Okay.
All right, thank you. How old did he say he was? I know he can
did
hear
he
me
say
right now, but I don't
30s maybe?
Says.
Did he say 30s?
It sounds so like old younger people sound so tired when they talk. I know. I got to get it circumcised.
Well, okay, this is like a big decision. Like, I'd be nervous. I'd be puking.
I am for him.
Yeah. Okay. We got to get an update with this guy if he decides to do it. I say don't.
Everyone on text says don't do it. Don't do it. It's a trap. It's a trap.
But if you're going to do it, you might as well keep it, scrapbook it, go from there.
How do her blanks look? If you don't like the way her nipples look, tell her to get those fixed too. We just both start off the relationship with, you know, I don't like this about you. So go ahead and get that fixed too. Get that Majora trimmed down. My God.
It's like, you know, you go get a sandwich and a little bit of it's falling off the bun.
Oh, man. It's like, I didn't order curly fries. There's one in the bag. God.
Boy, tuck a little back.
This is it's a great text. This is what I love about your show. Tuning in and not knowing what it's going to be and ending the segment laughing my ass off. Thank you.
Somebody's done it for sure, I would imagine, this late in life.
Yeah.
Maybe for religious reasons.
You guys are right. It would be a cosmetic surgery. Insurance wouldn't pay. Don't ask how I know that, but I'm in the insurance industry.
I'm doing one right now.
I'm doing one right now. Here, hold my scissors.
I love the show. Got to go back to trimming.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
But our listeners, not only loyal as all get out,
as hail,
but patient as crap too.
Really are.
The one dude a minute ago was on hold 30 plus minutes, not even realizing it was this guy.
He was anonymous too.
Here's another anonymous. We know it's not the same anonymous because this guy's already been cut. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, guys.
How's it going?
So, I'm going to be patient because I have nothing to do but drive today, so I'm good.
Well, be careful. Of course, it's not doing anything.
Thank you.
I guess it depends on where you
black
are.
Black ice. Got to look out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the mountains, so it didn't snow. Everything's melted.
Okay.
I'm good.
Good.
That's true.
So, let's talk about your penis.
All right. So, I got circumcised at 13.
Oh, it's got to be the worst age.
What was the reasoning behind that?
I was born premature, and I had to wait.
What? You had to wait 13 years?
Well, I mean, I guess my mom didn't want to get it done until later, I guess. I don't know.
No, but look, how does that conversation go?
Yeah, I, to be honest, I really don't remember how that happened. I don't remember how that happened.
I imagine she walked up to you and said, look, you about to have something cut off.
I mean, like,
well, I mean,
that's right. Yeah, that's when
you're that old.
Right there.
Oh.
Yeah, but I mean, when you don't think about that stuff when you're younger than that. And I don't know. I thought it was normal, so. Apparently it wasn't.
When did you, like, you know, obviously you're a grown man now and it's fine, but like at what point did you realize that you were different? Like, did you just like go stand at a urinal and look over, or
I guess watching
porn,
you know, adult rated movies.
I was gonna say, I mean, how else would you, right? Like, good gracious.
Wait, like, okay.
Yeah, but so to the guy that's getting it done, I would say the worst part of that is probably the recovery. The recovery is going to suck for him, especially being as old as he is.
Oh, yeah. Plus, yeah, you got to really take care of it even more so because of the infections and stuff.
Right, and it sucked for me at that age because, I mean, I had stitches, so I don't know what they do now, but at 13 I had stitches, and I missed out on a trip to going to Fort Bragg for that. But it was a good couple months of recovery.
Wow.
So,
but I'm glad I got it done.
So
put it that way.
Stupid question. Yeah. But, you know, when you're premature, are you underweight your whole life? Like, how does that work itself out?
So I'm 34 now. I'm about to be 35. I weigh 185, and I'm 5'4".
Okay.
And so when I was born, I weighed 1 pound 11 ounces. So
God, I was the complete opposite. I was 10 pounds 2 ounces.
God,
I was like 10 of you.
I wish
you could have rolled over on him in the incubation. Like, they could have held you in their hand.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, my dad said I could fit my own shoebox. He's jokingly, of course, but
bless.
God, man,
I'm
glad you made it this far.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
Me too.
Yeah.
Do you
but
have...
now I have. I mean, yeah, I'm good. No medical problems or anything like that.
That's good.
Do you have kids?
I do. I have two. They're healthy weight. You know, I got one year old. That's my son, and then I got a daughter that's three year old, and she looks like a kindergartner. She's well above her weight and age.
So, when your son, did they come to you about the circumcision like that? Did they even ask, or they just
do
it?
Do they ask?
Yeah, no, yeah, they came to me, and I said I wanted it done.
Did you tell them you had it done when you were 13? Did you tell them the whole story?
No, that's something me and my wife talked about. I told her I didn't want to wait. I want to get it done now.
Yeah.
That way he won't remember it.
That's true.
Because I remember mine. It was horrible.
Oh, yeah. Did they knock you out, like, from the waist down? Or, like, how does that work?
Circle of shots?
No, I went under.
Oh.
Yeah, but you still
I went under for that one.
Do you have phantom pains from it now? Like you?
So when you hear us talking about it this morning, does it like give you PTSD?
No.
Okay. PTDH? Yeah.
Something like that. All right. Well, congratulations. You survived. You were born at a pound. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yep.
Did you get to keep
the... I don't know the backstory of that, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Did you keep the...
No, I didn't get to keep it.
Yeah. They don't let you keep anything. They didn't let me keep my hip or my tonsils.
I wish you would have told us what happens to all the medical waste. Like, where do they go?
They probably, like that one woman said, they probably sell it to foreign countries to make makeup.
If I go to the dump today and it smells like nuts, I'm going to know what happens to
them. They used to say... I remember in church, this is a day I wish Paige was here. Wait a minute. I mean, you know what I mean.
What are you saying?
I don't mean that. But, like, they used to say that in church, they used to say collagen that was in women's beauty products was,
and that's popular again,
the remnants of discarding a child.
Oh no.
Ooh. Yes, but I don't know that that was actually, I'm pretty certain that was not actually true, and I don't want to Google it. All right, Anonymous, thank you, sir. Love them babies. Congratulations.
Send us a picture.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No, don't send pictures. God bless. Fatboy's accepting uncircumcised penis pictures only today.
That's it, just so we can compare. I cannot imagine going to my son when he was 13 and say, look, we got to, you know, snip, snip, trim me up.
No. And it was right there at that time when you just became a teenager and you're going through the, you know, the pubes. Puberty.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you're, you know, comparing with your buddies in the bathroom, like who's got what.
No.
You never did that? I didn't either.
I have an October birthday. Thus, all my friends were almost a year older than me. And they all went through it before I did. So when they would talk about it, I'm like,
But you might have been like, 13 when you started shaving or growing a mustache?
No.
Later?
Late. Like 15.
Boy, you made up for it, because when we shaved those eyebrows, they grew back in probably 2 hours.
Yeah, you know, to the point where people thought it was a bit. And I'm like, God, then no. It was... She's a picture of me and Bo Cephas in Nashville, and I have no eyebrows, looking like some kind of mongoloid. I don't know if I can say that or not.
They named beef after. Why can't you say
that?
Well,
I guess so. Yeah, it's a whole country.
He said he was 5'4", 180?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to picture how that works out. I got to call Anonymous back after the show. We got to get his girl on.
That is, she's not in a million years going to come on. And also, like, would you want to come on and explain that to strangers?
I feel, even though nobody knows who you are, they're kind of painting your character in a certain way. Like, I feel like you want to come on and defend yourself, right?
Well, no one knows her name. I just think it's a tactic, whether it be to end the relationship or to somehow get some kind of power position play. Like, literally, like... You know, a woman who runs things is all she keeps his balls in her purse.
Yep.
She's going to have more than his balls in her purse.
She ain't going to respect him if he does it.
I really think that. I really think, like, if a girl said to me, like, on whatever, Tinder or anything, said, hey, you know what? I really would go out with you if you'd shave your beard. I'd be like, no. No. Yep, first of all, you wouldn't. You'd see me without a beard and want me to coach your daughter in basketball. I look like a lady gym teacher then.
Remember the guy who called last week? He gets bleached, but he's been 5 times to do it.
Yeah. See, that...
Under his girl's directive.
But that tells you further about how deep their love goes, if you know, like their activities and such. A woman would not care about that unless... She's having to, you know.
Unless she's like a routine visitor, you know.
Yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's on her. So, I mean, if that's how she got her jollies and said, "Hey, I prefer you do this," and be like, "All right, well."
No, that's worse.
First of all, I'm never going to do that.
He's participating in something that he might think is too weird. On top of having to go,
and
you
there's
know,
no masculine position to get in for that. I mean, it looks like you're getting your diaper changed or your. Doing an impression of a dinosaur somehow.
It's just like, yeah, that's awful. That's just, some things like should not be performed, attempted.
No. It's just where, like, all right, what's wrong with all the other stuff that you got to go there?
Like, have we run out of stuff to do? Can we circle back to, you know, to stick with what works?
I'm not, oh, to this text. Matt, why are you trying to talk her out of it? She could be listening right now. I'm not. I'm just saying that the likelihood of her coming on to defend that is slim to none. But if she wants to, I'd entertain the balls off of.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I realized that I promoed an email there that I did not do. Promoed means I promoted it for those not in the business. Paige, check your email. I need you to read that email for the mail sec, please.
All right, let me get back.
I just forwarded it. That's a tough one to say in past tense. Is it not forwarded? How do you
forward?
Say it?
Sent?
Past tense. Forwarded. Say it.
Sent?
No, say it as I say forward in past tense.
Forwarded.
I know. It's like texted. It's just.
But that's just text, right?
That's how I just say I text that to you, or I text that yesterday. So it's the
same. I done sent it.
All right, oh, Paige, you ready?
Which one did you want me to read?
The one that is from Sarina from Piedmont.
Oh, okay. I'm just reading this now, so I haven't.
You want to read through it for a minute and make sure you're cool with reading it?
Make sure you don't get Ron Burgundy.
I'm definitely not going to read the last sentence in it, but I also know that Paige is like, no, I can take it, which she can. Okay. She's got some thick skin.
Is it full of words Trump says cool now to say?
Nope.
Wow, she's kind of upset, and I see why. But, okay, let's go. Hello. I'm writing to complain about the girl.
Can you do it in the hung voice? I'm kidding. Go ahead.
You want me to do it in the Halloween voice? Okay.
Just regular page.
I'll do it. Hello. I'm writing to complain about the girl who does the news in the morning. I want to know what she said on the radio about having rejuvenation surgery down there. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. My husband said that she was talking about Brooke Shields having plastic surgery down there, and for weeks he wouldn't shut up about it. How much better our sex life would be. Blah, blah, blah.
That was her words, not yours. I'm ready to get along. Fat boy, I'll forward it to you too if you want to.
I don't know what to think about this. I really don't. Now, because of your radio show, my husband is making me fix my loose for JJ.
Wow.
If that door don't fly open in 10 seconds, it ain't going to.
I'm so sorry.
The last time I saw the word vajayjay that was when I was watching The Masters.
Okay.
Hello, friends. Woman. Mr.
Okay,
Singh.
No,
I'm vajayjay Singh.
I'm not going to. This gets better. Now, that woman you work with, now, thanks to that woman you work with, in a couple of weeks, I am going to have vaginoplasty.
Oh! It actually says vagina.
No, I don't want to celebrate. And because of that bitch, Paige, I have to get a new vagina. I hate her.
Serena in Piedmont. Like, wow. She was telling you, I'm in Piedmont if you want to get some of this. Not like but like if you want to fight her. First off,
I
love the fact that she knew exactly your name at the end, but at the beginning, I want to complain about that girl who does news on your morning show.
That girl. I'm a woman. Thank you very much.
Oh, suck on that, Serena. She said that, not me.
She can prove it, too.
Yeah.
God, the fact that... Wait a second, though.
I just want to know what... all I know, when I did the story, and I did two different stories about that, Brooke Shields, and she has a book coming out, she was not happy about getting rejuvenation because it wasn't disclosed to her before the surgery happened.
She won't stop talking about it, too.
Yeah, and she won't. And I don't think that just because we did that, I'm advocating anything like that. I don't think that just because somebody else had that happen means that you need to do that, too.
Yes. I mean, like, for instance, the story you did earlier. What was it? The guy who
ate too much cheese and meat.
Well, the one where he made love to the ground or whatever it was.
He got stuck to the ground.
Yeah, I'm not advocating that.
No, his junk.
I think the husband lobbed a Hail Mary and it kind of worked. And he's like, oh, my God, I didn't think that was going to happen.
I was going to say, like, that's something, I guess with, maybe it's that dinner time conversation. Like, so how was work today? You know what was crazy? I was listening to The Rise Guys, that show you don't like. And that girl, Paige, who does the news, she was talking about a vaginoplasty with Brooke Shields did it. Yeah, what do you think about that?
I don't know.
How does that conversation come up?
That's a good point.
I don't know.
Oh. Maybe you're that close, and that's fine. But if you bring that up to me, it's like, you're dropping seeds to say, like,
I've heard about the surgery. I've heard about the surgery. What do you think? What do you think?
Let's say at the wrong time of, you know, night, he's head on with the situation and he's like, you know what would be good? Is if you considered this. I don't have to see much of this.
He starts hiding coupons.
I think if a man
in the book she's reading
told me that I need vaginoplasty
I'm glad you said it.
I need breast implants.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'd tell that man? I would say, I think you need another woman.
Who's looking at you, Stuart Rhodes?
Because you don't like what you have. And there's another man out there. Man out there that's going to like this. Even if it may be a little too loose to you, but it's going to be just fine to him.
We ain't surviving this one.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go home. One.
Not surviving this
one. I'm sorry.
The rejuvenation is a more friendlier term.
I think as a woman, like, you're that, like, we're in that thing where, like, you can say those things. I mean, you know, what is different than talking about boob jobs and breast implants?
But it's
than
the same
that?
Thing. Okay, yeah. So you marry a man, and then I do a story on some man that has, I don't know what the surgery is to make a penis large, enlargement.
I don't know if there is one.
Penis enlargement.
I don't think it's true.
A penis enlargement surgery that this man had, and it really helped his sex life. Well, and then she keeps badgering him to have that done. Like, oh, you need to have it done because you have a micro problem. And I would, see what I'm saying? It's like, how abusive is that?
Some people are into that, though. It's called penis shaming.
Yeah.
They're into that. I would never tell anybody that I...
You make a lot of money telling a guy how, you know, small he is, if you know what I'm saying.
You would?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's huge.
They love it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Dudes pay for that.
Like, yeah, even if they're not that way. You just say, oh, you
that I don't understand.
That's not a realm that I want to dabble in.
You got a chemical imbalance, I feel like.
I know somebody who joked about selling feet pics and got serious inquiries, like within an hour.
Wow.
Joked about it on our show?
No, just like on social media.
Oh.
Like, I might have sell foot pics and put a funny picture of their feet and instantly got inquiries.
I'll do it.
No, I'll just kidding. Nobody ours. Wants my feet.
But I think they want different, like, nobody wants to see these big mouths.
Are you sure you have any? You get it? Big boobs.
Nobody wants to see my breasts. Trust me.
Nobody wants to see them.
You ever
nobody
get to work and forget what shoes you're wearing? And you have to ask someone?
God.
I'm talking to you, not her.
Do you know? Okay. The worst thing that's ever happened to me is I came home and I was eating popcorn in the movie theaters and I took off my clothes and Chris is like, how much did you lose in your bra?
God, it must have been like
popcorn going everywhere.
It was like a popcorn machine just popping out. Paige would literally be at a gangbang and be like, nobody wants to have sex with me. Like, there are literally 30 dudes here right now naked, Paige.
Yeah, but they don't really want
they
don't. To.
They don't really. Like, why do they see me? Like, you've been naked for an hour. I think you're good.
I'm the one at the thing taking notes.
She
going,
does that old school way, like my grandma would do it, where... Yeah, I'm doing it like my mom now, but I didn't mean to. I can't really do an impression of my grandma. She just had a regular Southern woman voice. She talked like this.
She was the last of the ladies.
Well, I'm glad you took time out of your busy schedule to come see me.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That, what a passive aggressive thing to say, Nanny.
That's the Southern lady way.
Do it. Thank
if you get time
that.
In the future to work in your grandma, don't forget about your nanny.
Well, I'm glad it was good enough for you.
Oh, yeah.
I spent all day making it.
Pretty
think
is
about
her pretty
most
does,
when I think about
Paige.
Food.
You need to be nicer.
Like the good recipes died with our grandmas.
Oh, that is
really
the
did.
Honest to God's truth.
They really did.
They knew how to cook. If I knew half of what my grandmother and mother knew how to make.
But also, like then, like the but as I said earlier, though, the food was like the vegetables and stuff were all canned. So
yeah.
I think I'm taking the memories of my childhood and combining that with the food.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's a nostalgia thing where it was so much better. And
did
you know,
it taste that good?
No, probably
it's
not.
It's like when you go listen to an old early 90s gangster rap album that you used to love and you start listening to the lyrics now, like, this is corny as hell.
Like, I heard a song the other day and they talk about a Prowler. I'm like, they still make Prowlers? The car.
Like,
I haven't heard about a Prowler in years.
I don't know.
With the frog eyes on it?
Yeah.
Like, you still get frog eye headlights?
I'll have to Google that. I don't
frog
know what
eye.
That is.
It was 25 years old, this song.
Oh, yeah, then probably not.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.